Menopause is a natural transition marked by declining ovarian function and reduced estrogen levels. It presents a multitude of physical and emotional changes for women. Among these, musculoskeletal pain, particularly in the upper and lower back, and stands out as a prevalent and often debilitating symptom. This review delves into the intricate interplay between menopause and back pain, exploring plausible cause theories, examining supporting evidence, and dissecting relevant statistics. Furthermore, it critically evaluates various treatment options, highlighting both non-pharmacological and pharmacological approaches, with an emphasis on evidence-based practices. By shedding light on this complex relationship, this report aims to empower women, healthcare professionals, and researchers alike to navigate the challenges of menopause-related back pain and optimize quality of life during this pivotal stage. The menopause is characterized by the cessation of menstruation and a decline in estrogen production, affects approximately 1.2 billion women globally. While hot flashes and mood swings are often the first symptoms to come to mind, musculoskeletal pain, particularly in the spine, is a prevalent and often under-recognized aspect of this transition. Studies estimate that 50 to 60% of women experience back pain during perimenopause and menopause, compared to 30% of men in the same age group. This significant discrepancy underscores the need for a deeper understanding of the factors contributing to this widespread issue. What are the plausible causes? Several compelling theories have emerged to explain the link between menopause and back pain. 1. Hormonal fluctuations. Estrogen plays a crucial role in bone health and maintaining the integrity of connective tissues like ligaments and tendons. During menopause, estrogen levels plummet, leading to bone density loss and weakened connective tissues. This can predispose individuals to disc degeneration, muscle stiffness, and joint pain, particularly in the vulnerable spinal region. 2. Sleep disruption, hot flashes, night sweats, and anxiety are common menopausal symptoms that significantly disrupt sleep patterns. Poor sleep quality can exacerbate pain by increasing inflammation, promoting muscle tension, and hindering tissue repair processes. 3. Weight gain. Many women experience weight gain during menopause due to hormonal changes and metabolic shifts. This increased body mass puts additional strain on the spine, particularly the lower back, contributing to pain and discomfort. 4. Psychological factors. Menopause can be a stressful life event, leading to anxiety and depression. These emotional states can amplify pain perception and exacerbate chronic pain conditions like back pain. What is the evidence? Several studies support the aforementioned theories. A 2020 study in menopause found a strong association between low estrogen levels and increased severity of lumbar disc degeneration. A 2019 study in pain medicine demonstrated a significant link between poor sleep quality and increased back pain in postmenopausal women. A 2018 study in the American Journal of Medicine revealed a positive correlation between body mass index, BMI, and back pain severity in postmenopausal women. A 2017 study in the Journal of Pain showed that depression mediated the relationship between menopause and chronic pain, including back pain. What are the statistics that support the evidence? The prevalence and impact of menopause-related back pain are staggering. According to the International Association for the Study of Pain, back pain is the leading cause of disability worldwide, affecting millions of individuals every year. Studies estimate that the economic burden of back pain in the United States alone exceeds $100 billion annually. Menopause-related back pain significantly reduces quality of life, affecting daily activities, sleep patterns, and emotional well-being. What are the treatment options? Managing menopause-related back pain requires a multifaceted approach. 1. Non-pharmacological interventions. Exercise. Low-impact exercises like swimming, yoga, and Pilates can improve flexibility, strengthen core muscles, and enhance posture, alleviating pain and preventing future episodes. Sleep regime. Establishing a regular sleep schedule, practicing relaxation techniques, and creating a sleep-conducive environment can significantly improve sleep quality and indirectly reduce pain. Weight management. Maintaining a healthy weight through balanced diet and regular physical activity can reduce strain on the spine and alleviate back pain. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. CBT can help individuals develop coping mechanisms for pain, manage stress, and improve overall well-being, indirectly impacting pain perception. Naproxen can provide temporary pain relief for mild to moderate pain. However, long-term use of NSAIDs has potential side effects, so consulting a healthcare professional is crucial. Muscle relaxants can offer temporary relief from muscle spasms and tension contributing to back pain. Their use should be limited due to potential side effects like drowsiness and dizziness. Topical pain relievers such as creams or gels can provide localized pain relief. These options are particularly helpful for muscle aches and localized tenderness. Hormone replacement therapy, HRT, remains a controversial option. While some studies suggest HRT may offer some pain relief, others haven't found a significant benefit. Additionally, HRT comes with its own set of risks and side effects, so the decision should be made in conjunction with your doctor. Emerging therapies. Acupuncture has shown some promise in managing chronic pain, including back pain. While further research is needed, it may offer a complementary approach for some individuals. Mindfulness-based interventions like meditation and yoga can help manage stress and improve pain perception. These techniques can be valuable tools for coping with pain and enhancing overall well-being. Now we will talk about a real person's journey through the menopause and back pain, strength and flexibility, Sarah's journey. Sarah, 52, a former accountant turned yoga instructor, felt the first twinges of back pain during perimenopause. Initially dismissed as occasional aches, the pain intensified, radiating down her lower back and making even simple tasks like grocery shopping a struggle. Sleep became fragmented, and her once active lifestyle came to a standstill. Frustrated and worried, Sarah consulted her doctor, who confirmed the link to menopause and declining estrogen levels. Instead of resorting to medication, Sarah, ever the advocate for holistic approaches, decided to combat the pain head-on. She embraced yoga with renewed fervor, focusing on gentle stretches and poses that targeted her core muscles and spinal flexibility. She incorporated regular walks in nature, enjoying the fresh air and gentle exercise. Sleep hygiene became a priority, with a set bedtime routine and a focus on relaxation techniques. The results were transformative. Within weeks, Sarah's back pain began to subside. The yoga poses strengthened her core and improved her posture, supporting her spine. The walks boosted her mood and overall well-being. Most importantly, restful sleep returned, further diminishing the pain. Sarah became a beacon of hope for other women in her yoga class, sharing her story and inspiring them to embrace a similar approach. Today, Sarah leads an active life, free from debilitating back pain, proving that dedication to self-care and holistic practices can be a powerful tool in managing menopause-related symptoms. So in conclusion, menopause-related back pain is a complex issue with multifaceted causes. Understanding the underlying mechanisms, including hormonal fluctuations, sleep disruption, weight gain, and psychological factors, empowers women and healthcare professionals to develop effective management strategies. A multi-pronged approach combining non-pharmacological interventions like exercise, sleep hygiene, and weight management with evidence-based pharmacological options when necessary. These can significantly improve quality of life for women experiencing this common yet often under-recognized symptom of menopause. Further research is crucial to refine existing treatment options and explore novel approaches to optimize pain management and empower women during this transformative life stage. Join the conversation on our social media and share your menopause journey using #BodyBalanceMenopause. Head to our website for bonus resources, articles, and links to helpful organizations. In the next two episodes, we will discuss brain fog and beyond. Conquering cognitive changes in menopause. Feeling forgetful, struggling to focus. We unpack the science behind the mental shifts during menopause and share practical tips to sharpen your mind and boost brain power. We will also discuss sex and satisfaction, redefining intimacy. After 50, is menopause the end of a fulfilling sex life? We say no. We explore the evolving landscape of intimacy after 50, tackling common concerns and celebrating the possibilities. Together we will shed light on body image and pleasure, offering practical tools for a satisfying sex life in your postmenopausal years. We will empower you to embrace a new chapter of intimacy and self-love. Remember, menopause is not a sentence to isolation, but an invitation to a vibrant community of support and knowledge. Love this deep dive into back pain. Leave a comment below with your own experiences or questions, and don't forget to like and subscribe.